the issue where nurses were being overlooked. That led to some strike action, and for a considerable period the ministers stood on the sidelines, but once there was final engagement we saw results in that. So this is avoidable if the Minister for Finance and Minister for Health could realise that their role isn't a commentary one, that they're expected to act in an executive role, engage with key stakeholders and ensure that this strike doesn't go ahead. This all comes out of the fact that the government made a commitment to carry out a job evaluation scheme for healthcare assistants, maternity care assistants, laboratory aides and surgical instrument technicians, together with chefs, porters, household and catering staff. They haven't done that. During the negotiations on the last public service stability agreement, the government agreed to carry out these evaluations to ascertain where and how job roles have changed and what, if any, remuneration should be paid in line with that. Now, that hasn't happened. So what at this point needs to happen is the Minister for Health, the Minister for Finance, need to roll up their sleeves, immediately engage with all stakeholders and ensure that these strikes cannot go ahead. We have a very difficult situation throughout the Northwest in terms of home help and other resources that are difficult to come by. And if this strike were to go ahead, it'll put serious pressure on hospitals in the region, particularly Sligo University Hospital here and, of course, Letterkenny and others.